morning, everyone. Time for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. Here's a little story from First Mate Bob. An elevator operator, tired from the monotony of his job and from answering the many questions thrust at him by department store shoppers, was making his last trip for the day. Suddenly, a worried little lady in the rear of the crowded car asked, "Sir, suppose the elevator cable broke. Would we go up or down?" "That, my dear lady," sighed the weary operator, "depends entirely upon the kind of life you've lived." Well, his answer was witty, but not according to the Bible. Whether you go up or down depends upon your relationship to Jesus Christ. Those in Christ go up. Those outside Christ go down.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain, as wide as the sea. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
And now for the most important time of our visit. We're going to read from the Sacred Scriptures. Possibly God has something He wants to say to you today from His Word. We're reading from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. This translation bears the imprimatur of Cardinal Spellman of New York. It was on that day that some of the Pharisees came to the Lord and said, "Go elsewhere and leave this place. Herod has a mind to kill thee." And He said to them, "Go and tell that fox, Behold, today and tomorrow I am to continue casting out devils and doing works of healing. It is on the third day that I am to reach my consummation. But today and tomorrow and the next day I must go on my journeys. There is no room for a prophet to meet his death except in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, still murdering the prophets and stoning the messengers that are sent to thee. How often have I been ready to gather thy children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and thou didst refuse it. Behold, your house is left to you, a house uninhabited. I tell you, you shall see nothing of me until the time comes when you will be saying, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus is kind and good, and He is. But He could call an unscrupulous man like Herod a fox. No one deceives the Lord Jesus. He gets right to the heart of the matter, your heart. What does He see when He looks at your heart? Give Him your heart, and let Him change it. And then there'll be no doubt about the end of your life, whether you're going to go up or down.